Radio Moments. We start this week last year, and London's biggest conversation, LBC, went national.
And of course, a welcome to those joining us from around the UK. As you've been hearing, it's a big and exciting moment as LBC becomes Britain's first national news talk radio station. Wherever you are, you can now listen to LBC on national DAB digital radio. We will indeed be leading Britain's conversation. And for those of you who are new, well, this is what we do every day.
Quick, come to me. There have just been three explosions which have ripped through the embassy.
The start of a national LBC this week last year. It's 15 years since we lost Robin Scott. Robin was running the Light programme at the time it split into Radio 1 and Radio 2 in 1967, so he was the first controller of Radio 1.
The BBC's radio continuity, even on the Light programme, was at times a little bit like on Radio 3. That is to say, pause, think again, decide what you're going to say, which is written down anyway, and then say it. And therefore, I was very concerned that it should be continuous, that it should not appear to be a fragmented series of programmes, all produced from behind double glass windows by people, with separate people playing the gramophone records and the tapes and so on, but that it should be seen to be controlled by the people who are actually playing the material and speaking.
Farewell, Robin Scott, this week in 2000. He introduced Radio 1 on air personally.
Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2, 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
And also wrote this hit by Ruby Murray.
Softly, softly, come to me.
Amidst all the closures just now of the Bauer Magic Northern stations in favour of the City 2 network, it's interesting thinking back to the start of that magic rollout.
Billy Ocean, so coming on the way, we'll have a selection of the sort of songs you'll hear on the Big Easy Magic AM to take us through till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Listen out for the station you asked us for, the Big Easy Magic AM. I'm Al Dupre, and this has been Great Yorkshire Gold.
Your baby doesn't love you.
The end of Great Yorkshire Gold and City Gold this week in 97. Hull and Sheffield came later. This week, 4 years ago, Jodie Kidd was helping out Johnny Vaughan on the Capital London Breakfast Show. Beware, rude word follows.
The Capital Breakfast Show.
Johnny Vaughan and Jodie Kidd.
Good. Fuck off.
Massive apologies if you heard some bad language a couple of minutes ago. We had a technical problem in which some microphones were up and down, and it was a technical problem. You heard something on air you shouldn't have done. For that, we are profoundly sorry. Sorry if you're offended. We apologise there. Let's roll on with the show. 6:07. Good morning, London.
The Capital London Breakfast Show this week in 2010, and yet another lesson for us all on studio discipline. Talking of Capital, this week in 73 came the announcement of the first London radio franchise winners, one for entertainment and one for news. 13 groups had applied. John Whitney reflects on the entertainment winner.
That group was led by Richard Attenborough, and he won the application to put on the general entertainment station. But he had what I'm pleased to say, a wise view. And he said to the authority, I learned later, the best way of forming a successful company would be to select from all the other applications those people who carried the most enthusiasm for the opportunity.
John Whitney reflecting on the announcement of the first London License Awards this week 42 years ago. He later headed up what was his rival Capital. This week in 67, it was becoming clear that the pirate radio stations which had beamed out the hits for 3 years from the North Sea were under threat. Some of them were based on wartime forts rather than ships, so when the government concluded that those forts were in British waters after all, closure was the only option.
For me, Tom Evers, for the very last time on Radio City, it's a very good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless, and thank you for being a marvellous audience. Good night, and goodbye.
The end of the Pirate Radio City this week, 38 years ago. This week, 2 years ago, Radio 3 newsreader Patricia Hughes died. She was 90.
BBC Radio 3 on VHF and on 1215 kilohertz, 247 metres medium wave. Good morning, everyone. For today, Friday, the 4th of July, it's Patricia Hughes in London. And in a few moments, we'll hear the time signal for 7 o'clock. The news. Another sign of the frayed relations between Moscow and Washington has come with the apparent refusal...
The elegant tones of Patricia Hughes, one of Radio 3's most loved voices. She began at the BBC in 44 on the Overseas Service. Later, she was on the light programme, The Home Service, and the third programme in Radio 3. In Northern Ireland in 1990, as Downtown Radio split its AM and FM frequencies, it was one of the few stations across the UK where the original name stayed on AM with something new on FM.
Good morning, and welcome to Cool FM, the new music radio service from Downtown Radio. Broadcasting 19 hours a day on 97.4 FM. We hope you will enjoy our programs, which will feature the music and lifestyle of the 90s. It's just gone 8:30. Stand by for Neil McLeod on The Breakfast Show.
The launch of Cool FM this week, 35 years ago. So, with radio arriving in Wales this week, 92 years ago...
This is 5WA calling, the Cardiff station of the British Broadcasting Company.
Saga East Midlands launching 12 years ago...
Your life, your music, and this is your captain speaking.
Les Ross, born this day in 1949.
Our very first day of transmissions here on Radio T's 257 metres.
And GCAP announcing that Planet Rock would close this week 7 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.